are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing? It is tax day. Yay! April 15th, happy tax day. I know, boo. Boo. I mean, for some of us, we get a refund, and we've been looking forward to it, but for the rest of us, it just reminds us of the crap we're putting up with and dealing with day in and day out. Apparently, we're now up to 55% of fewer Americans polled. I believe this was a Gallup poll. Are pretty kind of upset, you know, that they aren't happy with what they're paying with taxes, and less think that what they're paying is quote unquote fair. Now, I transposed it a little bit. 55% of Americans now currently regard the income taxes they have to pay is fair. Okay? 55%. Now, I wasn't polled. All right? I mean, who did they poll? I'd like to know. But it's still lower than it used to be. Now, from what I understand, it was, I believe, at the highest back in the 40s. Okay? I guess from 1943 to 1945 during World War II, fewer Americans complained about their taxes. We had the rationing, right? And, government needed money, war bonds. We were so much more nationalistic then, you know. We really had a lot of pride in our country. We were helping the cause. All right. It looks like an average of 87% of Americans at that time said their taxes were fair. After the war, the first year, it dropped to about 61%. Saying they're okay with, you know, what they're paying in taxes. Now it's kind of dropped down to 55%. Now, you know, what is it? Is it because, you know, we're being taxed more? Is it because we know what some of the money is going to? You know, I lived in an area that population-wise grew faster than its infrastructure. And I also live in a state where there's no state income tax. Now, as a business owner, you still pay a lot of taxes. But, you know, when we were undergoing all the construction and the schools were getting overcrowded and there were so many issues going on, a lot of people who lived in Nevada at the time were kind of complaining. Okay? For me, again, I was still happy that, you know, I was working and I had a job while I was building my office. So I really didn't complain. I just kind of did what I could do. But, you know, when the streets are always torn up, you know, when we had at one point a shortage of police officers, when we, you know, yeah, you know, people get mad, a shortage of teachers, you know, and you're paying through the yin-yang and you aren't seeing the services back, I get you. It's frustrating, you know. They say perceptions of income tax fairness vary little by household income level. 57% of those whose annual income level was below $75,000 said their taxes are fair, as do 54% of those whose income is higher. They also found no major differences between major demographic groups. They say the biggest differences, however, were on political affiliation, with Democrats and liberals being more likely than Republicans and conservatives to think that what they're paying is fair. You know, this is where it gets sticky. You know, if you feel like what you're paying is not going to what you need, or what you are benefiting from, or what you think people should be benefiting from, you're going to have an argument with that, whether you're Democrat, whether you're Republican. You know, we had many people, when our schools started to require more money, and we were going through legislatively in the state whether we should raise taxes to help pay for schools. Well, when you attract a lot of seniors into your city or state, you know, how do you convince them to pay for schools? Now, you have some people that go, you know what, I'm with you guys for the long run, whatever you need, that's fine. But then you have other people going, wait a second, I have been paying into tax systems for years. Okay? Don't start raising my taxes for schools when I've been already doing that for decades. Now's my time to live on whatever little retirement I have. So whether you're Republican or Democrat, I think you're going to have a problem with taxes, depending on what you need or what you utilize. Right? For those of you who think Planned Parenthood is great, you're going to be fine with taxes going there. For those of you who think, no, I think our tax dollars could be better spent on something else, than Planned Parenthood, then you're going to have a disagreement. Now, what was so very interesting is things are easier said than done. We talked to you about this homework assignment that one teacher gave her college students. What they did is they decided to test socialism. What we're going to do is we're going to give everybody the same grade. Okay? For those of you that studied hard, or for those of you that didn't study that well, y'all get the same grade. Y'all get C's. Well, the people that usually got D's and F's loved it. All right? They got a C. And they had all studied. They had not known this was going to happen with the test. The people that studied their butts off and should have gotten an A were pretty upset. All right? So then the next test, the teacher said, you know, no matter what, you're all going to get a C. Well, then the A students didn't try that hard, right? Because why are they going to bust their butt for the A, okay? And if their grades are screwed anyway, then why? And then the D and F students didn't study either because they're going to get the C anyway. So you saw a lack of any motivation. You saw a lack of any effort. All right, because people didn't want to just share the grades. People didn't want, the A students didn't want their points going to the F or D students. They wanted to keep those points. Why? If they worked hard for the A, why don't they get to keep the A? Well, it's very interesting is this was in a college setting where usually more liberal ideologies, you know, persist. And for a college class to go, oh, wait a second, this isn't right, they learned a pretty good lesson on the fruits of your labor going somewhere. Now, let's say they said, okay, the people that try hard would get B's, giving the F's a chance to be D's. They might have seen more progress, okay, because some people felt pity on the F students, would love to give some of them their points. But for those people that busted their butts to get, you know, for the ones where the A's came easy, yeah, they were a little bit more prone to giving. But the ones who had to bust their butt to get the A, they're like, well, then I'm not going to bust my butt anymore. And so if we saw this in a more liberal setting, imagine what the regular population thinks. And so if the government, I can't tell you how many people have said, you know, Dahlia, I'm going to start working three-quarters time or part-time because I calculated when I finally break even with taxes, more of my hours are going to taxes anyway. So I might as well make a few less dollars and stay home with the kids. Okay, that's not the attitude we want because less money is going into the system. When we come back, more medical news and headlines today. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Ron from Madison, Wisconsin writes, Doctor, how do you deal with laziness in employees? I run an office, and whether it's genetics, politics, or being hungover, I don't get great output from my employees on most days. You know, this is something that I kind of struggle with sometimes with my employees, where on some days you just get great output, if that's the word for it, or great work ethic. And then on others, you see, they just don't get things done. Of course, I kind of understand the human psyche a lot. All right, I have good days and I have bad days. I have some days where it's like I just accomplished nothing, and I feel guilty when that happens. But if you got a migraine and if you're not feeling good, et cetera, yeah. The problem is I can't, even if I feel bad, work like that. I can't because I run a medical office. So there are very specific jobs that need to get done on a daily basis. Controls, office cleaning, getting patients back, prescription refills, etc. And so I have to be a very demanding employer. Now, being demanding and then being aggressive and an idiot are two separate things. okay? But my staff has to understand what is the job they took on. Okay, now, you know, I know when I interview people, or my husband interviews people, or the office manager, et cetera, you know, people will do a great interview. And they all do. I mean, I know I've interviewed better than, you know, sometimes my, you know, worst day. And, you know, you're like, oh, yeah, I love hard work. I'm a hard worker. Absolutely. All right. But then it's something different when you're actually dealing with the patients and dealing with the work. If there's something you find you just don't like to do, your productivity drops. And then, you know, it'll be the job of the employer, or then the employer has to kick in and realize, okay, what can we do to make something less tedious or less painful? Like, for example, filing. Filing stinks because sometimes you have to bend a certain way, you know, so then, you know, you'll get file cabinets, or you'll get things that are at waist level, et cetera, but you can only do so much of that. You know, some things have to be filed on top, some things have to be filed on the bottom. There has to be some computer work. If somebody doesn't like computer work, then they, you know, some computer work has to be done. So as soon as you identify what you think is laziness, whether it's in yourself or in an employee, you need to talk to the person to find out what's going on. Now, you got to be very careful as an employer, okay? Because these people don't want to lose their job, but you also want to make sure that they like the job. So usually when I start off talking to an employee, I, you know, sit down and I go, look, okay, this is what you're doing amazing. And I bring up their strengths. Okay, let's start the conversation up positive. All right, I think you're working at great speed. I love the way you handle patients on the phone. That's great. I definitely see your strengths. Okay, I am sensing, and I'm sensing it because I think I would feel the same way, and I do feel the same way, that some of the other jobs in the office are kind of tedious for you. And they are tedious jobs, okay? Then having that sort of opening to the conversation, a lot of times you get the employees to open up. And they're like, I got to admit, I'm overwhelmed. I can't read the doctor's handwriting. I get headaches on the computer. Okay. So then, all right, so now you've already engaged them and you're already starting to communicate a little bit. Okay. Now, if you need somebody who is on the computer 8 hours a day for that shift, all right, then you need to sit with them and say, okay, look, you know, this is data entry. This is, you know, et cetera, computer programs, et cetera. You know, I know this was a job you were interested in. You know, what do you think about long term? I mean, do you think, you know, if you are getting headaches, is this something you could do long term? And then if not, should we slowly start working towards finding you another position? Or, you know, I just want you happy. I don't want to fire you, but if you're getting headaches and you can't work like, you know, other people on the computer, I get that. I understand that. What should we do? Because I don't want you, you know, being here 10 years miserable. Okay? Work towards that. Or if you have somebody in the office that's just like, you know, oh no, I'm fine, and they don't want to talk to you, well, then keep an eye on them. And if you do see laziness and they aren't doing their job and they, you know, they are, you know, finding ways to screw around, you got to get rid of them. You can't, because it also brings down your other staff. If you have good working staff, if you have staff that do you know, put in their all, you're going to want to keep them. Now, other dynamics that I notice happen, okay, is in the office, is you'll have somebody who really covets their job and wants to protect their job. So there'll be a job that they're doing, but they don't want anybody else to help with that job. Because if that somebody else helps with that job, that other person could later possibly take over that job. So they don't want to train the person, and they don't want that person anywhere near the job. So that person is left walking around or looking like they're doing nothing. Okay? You need to be able to jump on that right away. If you see a person doing nothing, go, you know, hi, you were assigned X, Y, and Z. Is there any reason why you're not working on what you were assigned? If they go, well, such and such won't let me do it, you need to jump in on that. But that goes to the subject. You make sure everybody has their own specific assignments. And you may want to, in the beginning, make sure that the assignments are not putting anybody on the defense. Okay? If somebody's supposed to assist another person, or somebody's supposed to do, you know, sometimes assisting another person, you're not going to get stuff done. Sometimes you have to just divide what the work is and say, this is what you're doing, this other person's what they're doing. But, you know, there's a lot of little games that people play. I've seen it in my office for years where people are trying to protect their jobs, so they want to make it look like these other people stink. So they end up getting raises and they end up, you know, being your favorite. And you got to be smarter than that. But when you're dealing with the person who's lazy, you know, it may not be laziness. It may they really don't like the job, or they're dealing with something else, you know. And if that's the case, find out. If they don't like the job, then they really shouldn't be in that position. You don't have time. There's so many other people right now that are dying for jobs. But if it's something that is really something tedious, then you're going to have to take that position and switch it up a little bit. All right? You know, when I was in the lab and I worked for the EPA, there were some pretty tedious jobs, but it got to be mixed up because you got to do some paperwork, you got to do some secretarial work, etc. But if I had to do that for 8 hours a day, I would quit. So if you have one person doing the paperwork and the computer work and one person doing the tedious lab stuff or whatever, you know, maybe switch it up and switch it up into half days. But, you know, worker productivity is sometimes an art. And some of the best office managers know exactly what needs to be done. Now, sometimes incentives work. Okay. If let's say you're in an office, and I've seen this with some doctor's offices, where the staff is turning down patients because they want to go home early. All right, and that's a fear. First of all, if anybody does that, they should be fired. But what if you're just noticing that the staff is like, oh, God, another patient, it's 4:45. All right, we want to close at 5. Okay, what if that is something that you're seeing? Well, then maybe come up with an incentive where for every patient seen, okay, there's going to be a pot of people seen. All right, and then we get to use that pot for going out to happy hour. We get to use it for a yummy lunch, or we get to use it to just divvy up between everybody, and everybody has extra gas money at the end of the week. All right, you know, maybe come up with something like that. But sometimes these incentives, okay, or you could have a suggestion box. I mean, make sure the staff isn't, you know, but let's say for all the good comments or whatever, everybody gets some extra money on their paycheck, right? You know, something to help increase morale. But, you know, it's very easy, just like in a marriage or in a relationship, to, you know, let things go stale. You know, a lot of us forget to surprise our spouse. A lot of times we forget to say, you know, tell our staff or our spouse that we love them, you know, do something special for them, you know, and a lot of employers, I think, are falling into this. And I got to admit, some days I feel that way too. I mean, when it's payroll and we are hurting, it's very hard for me to think of the next set of raises or the next set of bonuses because we are so financially strapped some months. Our patients don't have health insurance. Many patients don't pay their bills. You know, I was talking to another doctor about how, you know, sometimes we all feel like a walking soup kitchen. So, you know, you have staff helping you do that just because you may be taking on, you know, cases and not getting paid for it. You know, they still need incentives. Just because I subscribe to Life in Medicine and I know I'm not going to be getting paid all the time for my work doesn't mean your staff took that on either. Your staff has kids, you know, have kids to support, etc. They don't have to do charity like you do. So it just things you need to think about. But you are allowed, if you think you've identified, you know, that type of employee, boom. But if you keep seeing one position that never holds a staff member, you need to redefine that position. And fast, because, you know, certain positions, like, for example, front desk in the doctor's office is probably the worst position. Front desk, because people are complaining, they didn't get their lore tab, they didn't, you know, the wait, that's the roughest spot. Well, then maybe you need to change it up a little bit and have people, take turns. All right, guys, don't go away. We're going to be talking about more medical news, a German insect that could sense an earthquake before it hits. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food
available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy, who is sponsoring this segment of the show. If you can never be too prepared, Freeze Dry Guy, it tastes great. Join or visit freezedryguy.com to check out their April specials. They got some good stuff. Okay, so apparently there are these German insects that are able to sense an earthquake before it hits. There are ants in Germany who prefer to build their colonies along active faults. And the researchers have discovered that these redwood ants, all right, will then have certain behaviors if they feel any shakes. But their behavior will only return to normal a day after the earthquake. I guess they could pick up the gas emissions or the shifts, etc. Gabrielle Berberick of the University of Duisburg, Essen in Germany, said the behavior of the ants significantly changed before an earthquake above magnitude 2.0 hit the area. Their behavior did not return to normal until a day after the earthquake. Well, duh, I mean, you know, they're close on the ground. You'd think they would feel something. Her team counted 15,000 ant mounds lining the active faults, tracked the ants around the clock for 3 years between 2009 and 2012. The team discovered the ants would undergo their usual activities during the day before retreating to their mound at night. But before an earthquake, the ants would stay awake and remained outside the mound during the night, leaving them vulnerable to predators. Now, why would they do that? All right, then they probably sensed something worse than the predator. The research suggested the ants only changed their behavior when the earthquake was over magnitude 2, which is the smallest earthquake that humans could feel. They suggested the insects are able to predict the earthquakes by picking up changes in gas emissions or shifts in the Earth's magnetic field. They said redwood ants have chemoreceptors for carbon dioxide gradients and magnetoreceptors for electromagnetic fields. We're not sure why or how they react to possible stimuli, but we're planning on going to a more tectonically active region and see if ants react to larger earthquakes. I think that's pretty cool. I mean, the sooner we could, determine this, the better. And by the way, that sounds like a great science fair project. For those of you parents who, you know, the kids are dealing with science fair, I know there's only maybe about 6-7 more weeks of school, but my kid just had to do a science project. Honestly, you guys need to already have, you know, set aside some list of some good ideas. All right, because when your kid comes and lays on you that he has to do a project and you basically have no time to set this up, you may want to already pre-think this, okay? You know your kids at one point in their life are going to have some sort of science for a project. So I know my younger kid next year is going to have one, so I'm already thinking of some ideas. Yeah, they should think of it, but they usually don't. And like I said, on a Sunday night, that's not the best time. So what we did is his question was, can humans produce oxygen? You know how humans produce carbon dioxide. We take in oxygen and then we turn it into carbon dioxide, but plants take carbon dioxide and turn it to oxygen. Can humans produce oxygen? Well, actually, there is a chemical reaction in the body where humans do produce oxygen. Hydrogen peroxide gets broken down by catalase, an enzyme that breaks it down into water and oxygen. So H2O2 turns into H2O and O2. That's what happens for hydrogen peroxide. So, very easy way to test it. All right, I remember doing this in school in science class 30 years ago. You take a piece of cow liver, right? Cow liver is very similar to human liver. You pour some hydrogen peroxide on it. The peroxide bubbles. The bubble is the oxygen, and what's remaining left is supposed to be water. Now, you could use a Hewlett-Packard gas chromatograph or whatever, or you could just say, you know, look, there's a reaction. Okay, what do you think about it? All right, now, why did I bring this up? Yeah, for those of you that want to do a science fair project with ants, they're talking about ants with chemoreceptors and electric magnetic ways to pick it up. That would be a great thing to do. You have one of those little ant farms, and then you use some sort of magnets and see if the ants move towards the magnets or move away from the magnets. And you could see if they sense it. And if you see, or they may not have to move towards, but if you see all of a sudden they do some weird behavior, then you know that there's a issue and they can sense up the magnetism. You could, try to turn the temperature down and you could test that. You know, there's a variety of things. You know what was a cool science fair project one of my friends did with her kid is they looked at the iron content of food and they were able to, with magnets, draw out iron of different cereals. That was some really cool stuff. You know, we should just do that, guys, either on my Facebook or on my Twitter. Come up with kind of a list of stuff where, like a database where we could go to. I mean, we're not cheating because we're just talking about ideas and then you have to come up with the proving, you know, et cetera. But, I think it's a thing that a lot of us parents need to do because honestly with these kids, you know, and them, you know, just laying this on us at the last minute, why not? All right. Speaking of kids, what did Justin Bieber do now? I guess he left a comment in the guest book at the Anne Frank House in Amsterdam. I guess he was trying to be funny. I'm not really sure what happened. I guess the 19-year-old singer was currently on tour in Europe, and he decided to visit the home where, you know, Diary of Anne Frank, Anne Frank lived, and where her family hid from Nazi persecution for 2 years during the Holocaust before they were found. He spent an hour touring the home, which opened up as a museum in 1960. So he wrote a message in the guest book, which read, "Truly inspiring to be able to come here. Anne was a great girl. Hopefully she would have been a believer." Now, I guess some of the staff, you know, thought this was kind of odd and shared it on Facebook. And I guess, I'm not really sure what he was trying to say. Was he trying to say that he was a fan of hers and that hopefully she would have been a fan of his if they had met? They would have gotten along in this lifetime. Is that what he meant? Or was he, I don't know. I don't know. But people are pretty upset. And I guess, Justin Bieber has now put his foot in his mouth. Not that, he's the best singer out there anyway. And so, you know, like I said, I'm not really sure what that was all about. But, if you guys have heard any more scoop, if you even care, let me know. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, when many of your wives complain about menopausal symptoms, okay, you know, duck when you say this, but apparently there's a study that says if you do household chores, it helps. Tell your menopausal wife to get out of bed from the hot flashes and go do some chores. I'd like to see how that works out. But apparently a study said that higher levels of routine physical activity during the day may help relieve sleep problems caused by hot flashes or night sweats. And, of course, household chores do cause some, you know, increase in activity, speed, et cetera. I mean, you gotta, you know, gotta mow, you gotta wash dishes, you have to bend and stoop and clean and vacuum. I mean, it is. It's pretty tiring, folding clothes, laundry. It's a big deal. But their new study included 27 white and 25 black women aged 54 to 63 with hot flashes and night sweats. The women kept sleep diaries and wore sleep monitors. They also provided information about their physical activity levels, including routine household and caregiving chores required light, moderate, or vigorous effort. And they found that women with higher levels of daytime activity reported fewer nighttime awakenings and better sleep. That's true. A lot of my friends are tennis players, and they don't seem to complain of the night sweats and their perimenopausal issues like my friends who are not that active. And there is something to keeping trim, to exercise, to being on top of things. Now, of course, the positive effects of physical activity worked better on white women who were not obese, they said. All right, but they don't know why there was a difference between white and black women. You know, is obviously there's a hormonal thing, but, you know, why? What is it between races? So, pretty interesting stuff, but you got to be careful because you misinterpret this and you kick your wife out of bed telling her to go and do chores. You could be in a lot of trouble with the missus. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the Supreme Court and why it declined to consider whether the Second Amendment protects rights to carry a gun outside a home. Apparently, from what I hear, they may want to be considering another type of case, and so that's why they're holding off on this one. But we'll give you guys a scoop. We're also going to be talking about how the Supreme Court is going to be weighing in on whether our genes could be patented. So don't go away. A lot to talk about. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. 877-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention gardeners, it's that time of year again, and with food prices rising, there's never been a better time to take control of your own food supply by planting a backyard garden and growing your own nutritionally dense vegetables. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with Heirloom Solutions here in Thompson, Illinois, with a very special offer for you to kick off the 2013 gardening season. Right now, simply request our beautiful new seed catalog. Pay just $2 to help cover some of the postage costs. When you do, three things are going to happen right away. Number one, within 24 hours, your heirloom seed catalog will be sent. Number two, we're going to deposit $20 in your Heirloom Solutions account. Number three, you'll also receive three hard-hitting reports valued at $75. Our cash garden report, our food shock report, and our diatomaceous earth report. Go to the website right now, freeheirloomseeds.com. Get $20 in free seeds. Go to freeheirloomseeds.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the Supreme Court is now going to be weighing in on the patentability of human genes. All right. I guess the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has granted patents on at least 4,000 human genes to companies, universities, and others who have discovered and decoded them, according to Fox News. Patents now cover some 40% of the human genome, according to a scientific study led by Christopher Mason at Weill Cornell Medical College. But if, I guess they say, enemies of gene patents have their way, that percentage could be rolled back to zero. They say on Monday, this U.S. Supreme Court, which is today, will hear oral arguments in a case that calls into question whether human DNA can be claimed as intellectual property and remain off limits to everyone without the permission of the patent holder. Now, the lawsuit was filed in 2009 by the American Civil Liberty Union and the Public Patent Foundation, challenges seven patents held by Myriad Genetics on two human genes linked to breast and ovarian cancer. A federal judge said the patents were invalid. An appeals court, however, overruled the decision, and the case is now in the Supreme Court. I guess the legal issues center on whether the BRCA1 and the BRCA2 genes are natural phenomena. The ACLU says the human DNA is a product of nature and as such not patentable under the Patent Act. Yet Myriad argues that its patents are for genes that have been isolated, which makes them products of human ingenuity and therefore patentable. All right, that's where it gets tough. So, you know, you got debate on both sides. My question is, what does this mean if it isn't patentable? Does that mean then as we're doing gene testing, we then lose the ability to check for BRCA1 and BRCA2? You know, when you first hear this, you're like, okay, I get it. Nobody should own our gene. Okay, you know, if somebody's studying it, nobody should own it. I get that. That all, you know, it kind of makes sense. Kind of gives you the creeps. Okay, that, you know, the human genome or DNA could be, you know, patented and held and somebody could do anything that they want to with it. Nobody else could touch it. It sounds kind of creepy. But then on the flip side, if this is including the tests like BRCA1 and BRCA2, which many of us get tested because of our family history, if we find that you can't patent the certain genes that get isolated, then that would put an end to any more testing or any more advances, then we have a problem. So I guess I need to know, and we all need to know, what does this mean? Now, a coalition of researchers, genetic counselors, cancer survivors, breast cancer support groups, and scientific associations representing 150,000 geneticists, pathologists, lab professionals argue that gene patents can be problematic on both counts. You even have the American Medical Association, American Society of Human Genetics, March of Dimes, etc. James Watson, who discovered the double helix DNA, have filed briefs asking the court to invalidate Myriad's patents on the genes called BRCA1 and BRCA2. On the other side, you got Myriad and the industry groups, the Animal Health Institute, the biotech industry organization that say if gene patenting is ruled invalid, companies with no guarantee that they could profit from their discoveries would stop investing in genetics research. So that looks like is what it means. Now, in 2010, an investigation by an advisory committee to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services found that patent holders had barred physicians and laboratories from offering genetic testing for hearing loss, leukemia, Alzheimer's, Huntington's disease, a heart condition called long QT, and other disorders affected by patented genes. So, you know, if some of these companies are going to say, all mine, they're going to do the research, but then we in the medical community can't test, that's a problem. Now, the one thing I'm noticing is for the BRCA1 and BRCA2 testing, it is extremely expensive. And I think now we know why. If only one company allows it, they have the monopoly on the market. So then if they did discover it, well, that's great. But if we can't test our patients because it's too expensive, at the time that I got mine tested, it was $5,000. But luckily, my insurance covered it. Nowadays, no. My current insurance, no, would not cover it. But, I was wondering about that. I'm like, okay, you know, why is there only that one cost? Where else can I get this done? And so, you know, if these companies aren't going to play nice, but then again, you know, I understand capitalism and they do have a point. It is very, very expensive to undergo this kind of research. So if you're not going to benefit because somebody else is going to come in and reap the rewards of your work, why should you let that happen? All right. Now, I know, yeah, it's for the common cause, the common good, but we're talking about millions of dollars to study these things. Having somebody else in go, okay, now I'll test for it, so pay me for the testing. And they're like, well, what the hell did you do? I mean, you know, we got to figure out a better system than this. We need to. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Myriad acknowledges that it is restricted what BRCA test patients can get. In 1996, it's standardized test. Now I guess the cost has fallen to $3,300. Has looked for simple mutations in the BRCA genes, analogous to like a misspelled word. Until 2006, it did not probe for large rearrangements in the DNA. So if you, let's say you're BRCA positive or you're gene positive for this BRCA mutation, we find that you're more inclined to be at risk for ovarian cancer and breast cancer. And men need to listen up also, because if there is BRCA gene in the family and you have ovarian cancer or breast cancer in the family and it hasn't been tested, you could be at risk for prostate cancer. So this is something that does affect all of us. And that's what the court is going to be weighing in. Now, what the Supreme Court did decline to look at is whether the Second Amendment protects the right to carry a gun outside the home. The Supreme Court declined today to consider whether the Second Amendment protects the rights to carry a gun outside the home, letting stand a federal appeals court decision that upheld New York's restrictions on carrying guns in public, which is kind of similar to nine other states, including California. The high court, they say, is more likely to await an appeal from Illinois to the federal appeals court ruling that struck down a more restrictive law, one that bans nearly all guns outside the home. In the New York case, I guess the state attorney general's office had argued in its brief to the Supreme Court that the lower court decision should stand. The state has a compelling interest in public safety and crime prevention and makes gun regulation necessary. Those challenging the New York law argued that as a result, the right to bear arms is illusory. Their brief to the Supreme Court contended that such a restriction hasn't been placed on the freedom of speech, worship, or even abortion, I guess. Despite declining the New York case, Supreme Court is going to, they say, weigh in on the decision soon. So don't think that the Supreme Court is going to blow off stepping in on this. But you knew this was going to be a contentious case. You knew it was going to be big. I mean, when, you know, if a state government says you cannot carry your gun, or you cannot have concealed carry, et cetera, all right, then, and, you know, we know California does. You know, we're concealed carry, but we can't go to California with our gun. We know that. Is that infringing on our right to bear arms? Okay, I mean, if you have a state that's all gun-free, and Lord knows there's still violence in that state, you know, how do you protect yourself? So they say it's only a matter of time before the court decides whether people have a right to carry guns in public. All right. You know, I mean, what happened in the Wild West? They say it really wasn't that wild. People weren't just shooting each other. And they said, you know, historians have said, when you look at the Wild West, that it was actually a much calmer time than you would think. Yes, there were, you know, the battles between the cowboys and Indians, et cetera, and there was, the fights over land and homesteading, et cetera. But the idea that we see as we walk around, what we see in the movies, you know, where Clint Eastwood is walking around saying, make my day, they said that didn't happen. And, in fact, it was a more safe environment because everybody knew everybody had a gun. All right. And yeah, you know, there might have been some peeing contests with quicker draws, but it was a much safer time. So, it'll be interesting to see what the Supreme Court does and when it weighs in. Not sure if it's going to weigh in this year, though. All right, guys. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Make sure you have a great day. Be healthy. God bless.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure
monitor for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Natural disasters, down economy, and inflating gas prices. Wondering how to prepare for what's next? Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the Arlington Convention Center to learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters and financial management, hands-on training. We've got beekeeping, suturing, and learn how to build your own solar panels and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Self-Reliance Expo, Arlington Convention Center, Friday and Saturday, April 26th and 27th. Tickets and schedule at selfreliancexpo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.